So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Zoe from MVP Summit in Seattle, and I'm delighted to be joined by Simon. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi there, I'm Simon Doy, I'm owner of iThink365, and I specialise in helping businesses get more out of the Microsoft 365 platform, and it's great to be with you today.
Brilliant, well thank you for joining. Let's start with the first question. What does Copilot mean to you?
So the thing that I love it's the development side of things, extensibility. And I'm all about breaking down application barriers and the silos of information. And Copilot, the bit that excites me is that extensibility with Copilot Studio, with Teams AI Library. And so that's the bit that there's so much opportunity to bring that information, that reasoning over the business's data. I think that's where it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think we've talked about bringing things into the flow of work for years in that team space, but it feels like Copilot is the next iteration of that, doesn't it? And actually being able to completely transform how data flows and how people interact with data that's in other systems, I think, is it has so much potential.
Definitely. And especially when you start being able to not just retrieve information but do something with it, automate some activities,
take some actions,
then I think that gets really exciting.
Brilliant. So what are your personal experiences with Copilot that have made a difference to you or how you work?
Okay, so you know, the meetings one is very good, but
that's the most common one that we hear, unsurprisingly.
So I'll tell you a different story. So my daughter Bethany, it was her birthday, and we just got access to Copilot through a sandbox. And every year I have to do a treasure hunt, and this year she's like, can you do a treasure hunt and use riddles please? And I want them. So
how old is she?
She is 10. Well, yeah. Nine going
so
10.
In getting increasingly harder every year as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, how the heck am I going to do this? I'm going to use Copilot. And so I put these presents in different places, asked it to come up with some sort of little poems, and that's what it gave me. And I was done in about 10 minutes. And
brilliant.
I had these five things, and she absolutely loved it. And Dad looked pretty good. So that's one.
That's awesome. And it's really nice actually to get an example that's not necessarily kind of business or work related.
Yeah.
So When you're looking at Copilot, what it could do, maybe how you help clients, things like that, is there anything that you're worried about?
So I think the thing is it's always, you know, is the hype going to exceed reality? And that is, you know, a concern. And it, you know, there's things which people have to do, companies have to do. They need to have their data in Microsoft 365. They need to have it governed well. I mean, it's not... That isn't new, though. I mean, you know, we go back to, you know, sessions around search like 10 years ago and people being able to search for salaries and suddenly get the CEO. It's similar things now with Copilot. So that's a concern with me. Also, I'm a bit worried about getting arrested by the Copilot cops too.
So do you want to explain what you mean by the Copilot cops?
I do. So, you know, I listened to your show actually when I swim. Often I love how you guys correct the there was the myth busting, there was the spelling of Copilot. We've just seen an example of that in a session just now. But it's right, isn't it? You know, makes the challenge of understanding Copilot, because there's so many. You know, so many Copilots, and understanding which one is, you know, is it Copilot in sales? Is it, you know, and I don't want to get arrested, so I won't go any further. But yeah.
Copilot in sales, Copilot for sales.
Exactly.
I think it's such an ubiquitous term now that's used across kind of the entire Microsoft stack in lots of different products and places and with custom Copilots and things like that. So that myth busting and cutting through the noise, I think, it's really needed.
Yeah, definitely. And it also gives people trust as well. It, you know, one of the ones that you talked about was the myth of it being training on your data, and you know that could be scary to some people. So
and I still see that one being quite pervasive, even though it's clearly stated in Microsoft's responsible AI approach. You know, it's a commitment they make to customers.
Yeah,
and it's a really important one. Okay, so last question: what are you most excited about, or what are you hoping to see next?
So again, you know, we've seen some amazing stuff at the summit, and you know, some of the things we can't, of course, talk about that. But the things which I would like to see is more extensibility in all of the tools. Like, I'd like to be able to extend Word Copilot or Copilot in Word or Copilot.
What kind of use case would you see for?
So we've got a customer, and they sort of they use. But they're involved in silicon and finding prices of silicon components off the sort of off the third party market, and being able to bring that data in from an API into Excel and manipulate that with Copilot and maybe reason over that as well, I think would be
really quite powerful.
Yeah, it'd be very, very powerful. The other areas are just continued extensibility support for. You know, for Copilot and Teams and those experiences as well. You know, we're doing quite a lot with Copilot Studio, and that's getting better with, you know, recently there's been a new component to allow single sign-on. So when you're using it in SharePoint, for example, you're not having to put in a code to be able to start using it, and making it much, much easier to use.
So exciting, lots of potential, lots of opportunities, lots of hype.
Yes, that is also true. But yeah, no, I think it's going to be an exciting year for us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining, Simon.
Oh, thank you for having us.